It doesn't feel like it necessarily today, but we are approaching the end of March, getting through it. And guess what? Those local elections, they're underway. In fact, you've probably been hearing about some of those local candidates saying, here's why I'm running for the job. And there's a variety of them. We're thinking about, you know, primaries, but those cities, counties, park boards as well are on the ballot in June. And I want everybody to make sure that they know about that when they get out and who's in fact running. And somebody whose name you're very familiar with here in the Fargo area, who's been on the Fargo Park Board for 8 years, wants another term, is Jerry Rostad, joining us right now in the studio. Jerry, welcome back to KFGO. How you been?
I've been very well. Thanks, Tyler. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for deciding, saying, hey, my work's not done. I want more time here if you guys would give it to me. What made you make the decision?
Well, we're in the midst of a couple of major projects. Fargo Park Sports Center, which has got everything for everybody. The Vineland Park pool redesign is underway, and those are going to be two fabulous amenities. And I look at the park district and what we provide the community as an economic driver. It brings we need to be there to attract families, businesses to want to settle in our community because they have amenities like that to be able to participate in. So,
you know, there's so much truth to that. As now somebody who's, been in the city, been out of the city, in the city, what is provided here in Fargo with the park district, the trails, all that stuff. I mean, this is something that people look for. They go online when they're thinking about community, saying, okay, what do they offer for leisure, for recreation, for the outdoor experience when we can. And I mean, what you mentioned, two of the projects on top of a vast array of things that you guys offer.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's impressive what the Fargo Park District has.
Yeah, there's something for everything. You know, we've got the golf courses, we've got the swimming pools, we've got indoor ice, we've got outdoor ice, we got. And the thing that I think is that also is important is, you know, you look at our young people today and there's behavioral mental health issues, and I tie it a lot to the phone. You know, they're all on their phones. And what I'm suggesting and what I'm thinking is the Fargo Parks need to take an active role in trying to get people out to play, get out and use our facilities, because that's where you learn to interact with other people. And I think that's just good for your health, both your mental and your physical health.
Getting out, yeah, and, you know, the physical health and being able to get that steam out, I guess, is how I'd phrase it. I mean, I think the studies have shown that helps the mental health aspect as well. You know, you get out there and you get active and how that carries on. And there is something I think that backs up when you think about all the social media that people are consuming. And we've seen the reports from school districts talking about the level of bullying and harassment and the stress that goes into that. You get on out into the outdoors when you can.
Absolutely.
You can kind of get free from that. I think you're onto something there.
Yep. I'm firm believer in that.
The district itself has so many different areas. When you think about the parks, you talked about the Island Park redesigned for the pool, the new sports center. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into maintaining, working, supervising that. I mean, you guys have a lot of work as far as a board to make sure resources are where they need to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, at the Fargo Park Sports Center, one of the beauties of that is it's a $126 million project, and about 40% of the cost has been funded by gifts to the park district.
Really?
Through our foundation. So there, not only does the park district and the city of Fargo want this and the park district believes in it, but there are people in the community that are right there with us to make sure that this thing gets done. So
as far as those, you got the public dollars, you got the private dollars going hand in hand. I mean, that just shows that there's a public out there that sees the work, sees the benefit of having something like the sports center and all these things. That trust has to be built over time, I'd imagine.
Absolutely.
Because you think about, I mean, everyone's going to complain about whatever tax they pay, regardless if it's a local tax, a federal tax, but to have that tax be able to have something at the end of it that you can see. I think people can digest that better. When we think about programs, on the state level that I was involved in, if you don't see it, it's harder to explain. But if I can go down south of Walmart on 52nd and say, okay, that's what my money's going towards, it's easier to understand. It's easier to get behind.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, as I've been on the park district or on the park board, there we have facilities that people don't even recognize it, like the Coliseum up on the north side of Fargo by Fargo North High. People don't even realize that that's a Fargo Park facility because it's the Coliseum.
Yeah.
And we have facilities like that all over town where we're just doing stuff and we're taking care of the community and we don't take the credit for it. We just make sure we're providing the amenities.
There's something about that. You're right. I bet you if I were to go online here, the Fargo Parks, and you actually go through line by line of what property is actually yours that you're in charge of, I'd be blown away. I wouldn't know. Now, that wasn't part of that school district. It was part of the Fargo Park District and all these things that you're in charge of. is that's why I keep coming back to it, this wide array and keeping a grip of it all, well, I think lends itself to the experience of, you know, hey, I had the 8 years. It's got to have taken some time, and I'll ask you that question, to get acquainted with all the portfolio you have.
Absolutely. And, you know, we got a great staff there now. They're hardworking, dedicated. They're making sure they're proud of their parks as well. And, you know, my wife and I raised two kids in the community. We've been to all the parks as kids growing up. And so we talk about making memories, whether, you know, they're playing baseball at one of the ball fields, or we're out at the playgrounds or whatever. It's those making memories, having fun, and things you remember as a parent, as a child.
Jerry Rosted, our guest, candidate for the Fargo Park Board, in fact, a current member seeking re-election. You know, we're getting in that transition. We're thinking about summer already, even though spring hasn't really got here yet. I know that brings seasonal workers. It brings some of those individuals out to, you know, maintain, keep up, look after. Is the employment the biggest challenge for the park district, or what is the biggest challenge when it comes to making sure that all these resources we have, all these resources we invest in, are at the top of the line that we come to expect?
Employment's tricky, and it's because we employ a lot of part-time students, seasonal people, whether it's in the summer to mow grass or in the winter to keep the ice, outdoor ice open and the warming houses open. And this past year is a perfect example. We had such a beautiful winter. I think we had 10 days of skating at our outdoor ice. And so, you know, that's a challenge to try and keep people when we're waiting for it to get cold and waiting for the ice to be ready. And so now we're getting into the spring hiring season. And I can't remember the number. There's 130-ish full-time staff at the Fargo Park District, but I think we issue like 1,000 W-2s a year or something. Really? Some crazy number way beyond the full-time staff. And it just goes to show how many people we're bringing in for part-time work during the summer, during the winter.
I'm looking forward to it. I enjoy seeing those rigs out, you know, just getting the flowers ready even as well, because it's just, okay, it's finally summer here. As far as, these are four-year terms, right?
Yep.
You've done two terms now. You're expecting or hoping to get another one with voters' approval. What do you want to accomplish in those next 4 years?
Well, I want to be part of the completion of the Fargo Park Sports Center. It's part of it's going to open here in the next couple of months, actually. Their staff are going to start moving in May. We'll start having some events there in June. But the second phase of that facility isn't going to open until January of 2025. Okay. And then the Fargo, the Island Park pool, is that we tore that up last winter and some work was started on it. But it's going to take all of this next year to get it done. So it'll be ready a year from June of 2025. So, you know, I want to be around to make sure those projects get done and enjoy the opening of them. I think they're going to be game changers for our city.
Are you surprised? Because I was. So let me tip my hand there about the level of input that the community has in these types of projects, right? They've got their visions. I know that the board and others have gone to, especially when it comes to the sports center, some of these other areas to see what they've done, what they maybe should have done. Is it a good thing that there is as much public involvement? Are you surprised by the level of public involvement and input on? I know certainly the Island Park, for example, the redesign there, the community wrapped around and said, hey, this is what we want. Your thoughts on that? Because I don't think every community is as invested as what I see in Fargo to the Park District. Am I reading that right, I guess?
I can't speak for the other organizations, but I know at the Fargo Park District, public input is significantly important. And the board is behind that. We want to know what the public wants. What kind of the amenities that are going in at the Island Park pool, for instance, were all basically there because that's what the public wanted. And the sports center, you know, we did a survey a few years when I first got on the board about that time. There was a survey done. What are the needs? And indoor turf was the top need. You know, people want to have some place to go in the winter time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, public input is hugely important. I think we can't get enough of that.
Well, and you said I didn't get enough done over the 8 years. I want four more because I got more work to get after. Where do people learn more about your candidacy? Where do you suggest they go, Jerry?
I got a website up called rostedforparks.com. I announced today as the first day of spring, and I thought what better way to announce my candidacy for a park board is on the first day of spring. So I'm up and running on that, and thanks for having me on the show. And then I also have a Facebook page. You can just search Jerry Rosted Fargo Parks, and you'll be able to get to the Facebook page.
Very good. Jerry, I know that you guys have done a lot of work, and you've been a big part of that. I appreciate you coming here to make that announcement, all right?
Thanks, Tyler.
Jerry Rosted, again, candidate for the Fargo Park Board. He's been a part of that board. He says, I want more time. Give it to him. If, in fact, you want to learn more, you can go find out on his Facebook page and so much more.